Yeah, it went pretty good. We had about 10 different engagements with community groups and political parties over 2 days. You know, you'd love to report that things are progressing very well, but it's obvious from media reports that things are as difficult as ever they were in Northern Ireland. And made so, I suppose, by the fact there's been very little progress in the protocol. Met Chris Heaton-Harris yesterday, who was over trying to move things on as regards getting the assembly up and running again. I suppose there are lots of reports about that, the lack of progress. Ourselves, as much as anybody else, realise that there's going to be an awful lot of engagement needed to move things on in Northern Ireland. Difficult and all as it is, it's made much harder with the fact that the protocol is not progressing the way we'd like it to be.
And what is the key themes then that keeps arising? Obviously, unionists are not happy with the Northern Ireland Protocol. So is there any chance, or from what you can see, is there no way closer to a resolution?
Well, I think they all can see a resolution to this. The difficulty in this is that we don't have the say-so in resolving the protocol. It's down to the British government and the EU. Fortunately, Emma, the British government are not real about this. I was in Westminster before Christmas, and 2 weeks later I was in Strasbourg. And while the British government are making some good mood music, they're not really getting down to detail in Brussels. The level of negotiation and the level of detail isn't happening. It also became very clear to me that the real emphasis of the UK government is on passing the legacy bill, which is dire consequences for all those lost loved ones in Northern Ireland, passed. The Conservative Party are hell-bent on passing that legislation, and they're endeavouring to do that. And while that is happening, I don't see the protocol being negotiated. But that's how I feel as a result of going to all three places now, negotiations with parties and individuals across the board. I think their sole focus now is going to be on the legacy bill, getting that passed. And until such time as that bill is complete, the protocol will be left dwindle on. And that has consequences for getting Stormont up and running, because particularly the EEP are not for moving until such times as the protocol is resolved. So,
while Stormont remains out of action, the people on the ground are the ones that are suffering, as nothing can be done in the north while the government isn't up and running.
Oh, absolutely. Everywhere you go, in Belfast, everywhere we went, we were right across the city meeting community groups. We're up yesterday with Paul Doherty in Amberstown, West Belfast, who fed about 600 families on Christmas Day. The level of poverty is astronomical. The level of unemployment is also extremely high, and I suppose people are going through a very, very, very rough time. And then you have the whole crisis then with inflation and the cost of heating and fuel, ESB. It's all having its impact and dire consequences are being felt right across Northern Ireland. And it's, I suppose, a very difficult time for people in Northern Ireland. Very frustrating time. They would all like to see their politicians back up and out and working and trying their best to make things work. But while this stalemate continues, it's not serving Northern Ireland at all.